You know, if there's one thing that I really love about being a Latino, is understanding who I am authentically, knowing who I am genuinely, and knowing that I have a little bit of that sansón, some of that flavor, that can be able to contribute to either the company that I own or to be able to give to the company that I work at. Latinos are driving the U.S. economy. Thanks to the rise in population, the workforce participation, entrepreneurship, and economic contributions. But we know there's always challenges when we think about nuestro Latinos and Latinas. Look, in these past couple of years, we've had been hampered by COVID. We've been fighting discrimination for so many years, which if you haven't checked out the first episode where we open up about el movimiento within our Latin community, we've also seen wage disparities, and that's, you know, why I'm referencing the first episode, because we speak about the great challenges and the great work that Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta did. So it's that time to be able to mark your moment. Let me tell you like this. Look, there's a really great quote, this article that I read in June of 2022, and there was this quote that really stood out to me. There's no doubt Latinos are slowly being more fully integrated into the U.S. economy. Yet there's also no doubt that there's a long way to go, especially for the first generation Latino immigrant. Now that's according to Lucy Perez, Bernardo Siquel, Michael Chuy, and Ana Paula Clavo of the McKinsey and Company, a global management consulting firm that I quoted. In this episode, yo quiero explorar, yo let's explore how Latinos, and when I say the plural Latinos, just give you context, that's including men and women, right? Nuestra Latinidad, all Latin. How are they influencing the economy now y para el futuro? Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to make your mark. Let's go. Welcome, welcome. Once again, welcome to episode 2 of season 5. This is Fuel Pasión Podcast, a podcast around cultura, how do we immerse ourselves in it, around growing in our faith, y making those conexiones, those connections. My name is Noan El Boricua, and I'm your host, and I'm super excited because my podcast really is understanding, specifically in this season 5, of how do we showcase the success of Latin individuals in the business world. And I hope today in this episode, I could discuss at least 3 ways that Latinos are making their mark as leaders in the industry overall. First, let's talk about the impact of Latino-owned businesses. This is wild. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are over 4.4 million Latino-owned businesses in the United States, contributing over $700 billion in annual revenue. That's a significant economic force, and it's only expected to grow. Shout out to the hashtag the mainstream economy, which is by Latitude, that really speaks so much of this economic power that we have within nuestra Latinidad. But it's not just the number of Latino-owned businesses that's impressive. It's also the type of businesses that are being founded. Think about this. From like tech startups to fashion labels, Latino entrepreneurs are making their mark in a wide range of industries. And they're not just limited to like traditional Latino markets. And I mean that literally and in general, like context of the term markets. These businesses are making waves in the mainstream markets as well, which I'm excited because in these next few episodes, you guys are going to have a chance to kind of hear about some of these individuals as guests, as well as just me highlighting some people that really have understood how to really make this impact really big. Now, how are these Latino, Latina business owners achieving success? Here's the one key factor, is their ability to tap into their cultural roots, aka la cultura, and to be able to create products and services that meet the needs of their communities. So for example, many Latino Latina business owners are always focusing on sustainability, social responsibility, using their companies to be able to give back to their communities and be able to make a positive impact in todo el mundo. Next, let's talk about the rise of Latino Latin executives in corporate America. And I wanted to touch on this because I was really blessed because my job allowed me to be able to understand and kind of venture out into a couple conferences. One that I kind of spoke to earlier when we talk about economic, which is the Latitude Ventures, but also the ACED, which is the Hispanic Association of Corporate Responsibility. And I think one of the beautiful things about this is that according to a recent study by the Hispanic Association on Corporate Responsibility, ACED, the number of Latino executives in Fortune 500 companies have increased by 22% over the past decade. And it's not just entry level, ladies and gentlemen, or not just mid-level positions. We are seeing more and more Latinos in what they call C-suite or corporate suite and boardroom roles leading major corporations and making a major decisions. Amazing. Y que seguimos pa'lante. Now, what's driving this increase in this leadership when it comes to, you know, nuestra Latinidad? I really think based on what I've been looking at, it's really part of the growing diversity and inclusion efforts at one, entrepreneurs, but as well as many companies, and as well as increasing recognition of the value that Latinos and Latinas bring to the table. But it's also due to the hard work and the dedication of individual Latino-Latina professionals who are breaking through the glass ceilings and making their way to the top. And I'm going to pause on that. Porque yo te quiero celebrar. I want to celebrate you. And maybe you're a person of color. Maybe you're a Black professional. Maybe Asian. Like, you know, a POC professional. I want to applaud you. And really say thank you. Gracias for really making that movement and that push. Believe me when I say this. We need more of us creating and really trailblazing people that are going to try to get to the top. And this is something that many of my mentors have told me, bring someone with you. Discussion for another day. And finally, let's talk about the growing trend of Latino-led venture capital firms. According to a report by the National Venture Capital Association, Latino-led venture capital firms have seen a significant increase in funding over the past few years. These firms are not only investing in Latino-owned businesses, but also in businesses founded by very diverse range of entrepreneurs. But I will say, we're going to continue to keep pushing that as well. Now, why is that important? Because it's not just about increasing access to capital for underrepresented groups. It's also about bringing different perspectives and approaches to the venture capital world. Look, I'm new to this. I really am grateful for many of the men and women that as I've leaned in to understand the bigger picture of the business world and how can I feel the passion which each and every one of you listening, my hope is you understand is that we need to understand because look, Latin VC firms are often more attuned to the challenges and the needs that are faced by diverse founders and that are able to provide this valuable mentorship and support that we need because I include myself in this. To close, I was about to go so Spanish right now. I think we need to understand that it's not just about increasing access. It is not just about understanding, you know, what we're trying to do. Look, all of you that identify as Latino, Latina are making major moves as leaders in the business world. Créalo, believe it. From the growth of, you know, Latin-owned businesses to the rise of Latin executives and the emergence of Latin-led venture capital firms, es claro, it's clear that Latinos and Latinas are driving innovation, success in many of these industries. And here's the beauty of it. My hope is that you understand that it is your time, tu tiempo, to be able to mark your future now. Because I'm excited to see what the future holds for so many of you talented and accomplished individuals. That's what's fueling your pasión, is what fuels my pasión. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you so much for checking this episode out. This thing was recorded in Los Angeles, California. And I hope you guys can check us out, fuelpasionpodcast.com, where you can learn a little bit about me and learn how you can connect with me, and more importantly, be able to connect with some of our episodes in the past. Como siempre, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, grow in your faith, y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.